coming from a equity invest, you know, your macro view, what do you think about the total amount of debt in Western economies right now? When does, you know, with low inflation, low rates, that's entirely sustainable for the foreseeable future. Does it ever become a time when we have to have a debt jubilee? The thing I always think about is student loans. I can't remember what the rate is in the UK, but it's a ridiculous level of interest that kind of cripples a generation from becoming entrepreneurs or being able to live their lives and buy houses.
So I, first of all, I separate the private sector and the public sector debt. I would not include the bonds that are held by the government. I think it's a silly idea. If I buy back my mortgage, I've reduced my mortgage. I mean, and I can continue to pay the interest to myself, but there's a kind of silliness to that. So I think, you know, the Bank of England is paying its interest, the ECB is paying interest on those bonds back to those treasuries. So I think it's entirely reasonable to do a kind of net debt analysis, and actually what you then say is the public sector debt in the UK hasn't changed in the financial crisis.
I mean, just let's take this ad absurdium, and let's say we print some money and buy back the entire debt stocks of Japan, Italy, UK, US. What happens then?
But ultimately, there is somebody on the other side of the balance sheet. So somebody owns. So there's an interesting question. Do you include government debt in wealth? As individuals, we clearly do. Because if I invest in your bond portfolio, I don't think, but I'm going to have to pay future taxes to service that debt. I view that as part of my wealth and my assets. At some point, do we think that feed through to demand and then create an excess demand? So I think, in a sense, you can shortcut that problem and say ultimately there'll be inflation. But the other thing I think is happening, and I think Bernanke, at least privately, has been pretty explicit about this, is that this is part of the reason for having negative real interest rates, is that you're just taking 20 years. And if, Chris, if you take 20 years, you can substantially reduce the real stock of debt.
QE is massively beneficial for Italy, and in particular, you know, you go from an interest rate of 6 to 1.5, and suddenly it's sustainable, and you can reduce your debt stock. And actually, that would be my argument. If I was the ECB, I would want to keep doing huge amounts of government QE to benefit these highly indebted peripheral nations, and I'd move interest rates back to positive to help the banking sector. They're going to do it the other way around, but for me, that would make more sense.
Cheers.